Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Mishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, and Spire, Rachel, they should be benched for Zerah Shalkayama, Bikurim, Mamesh. Now, Perek Dalad is very unique. It's not necessarily officially part of Mishnayos. Its real source is a Tosefta. It's not found in Yerushalmi, and the major Mefarshim Mishnayos, like the Rambam, Bar Tanura, and Tosfos Yontif, don't explain this Perek at all. However, there are many Kisvei Yad that bring this Perek, and the Gra brings it as well, and it's also part of the daily Mishnayos, so it's included in the mainstream Mishnayos Limud. Now, what's this Perek about? So it's somewhat of a continuation of the second Perek, where we spoke of an animal named a Koi, or a kvi, and discussed how it has certain similarities to a behema, certain similarities to a chaya. In some ways, it's like both a behema and a chaya, and in some ways, it's like neither of them. So this parak discusses an androgynous, a person that has both male and female private parts. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, androgynous, yesh b'drachim shavu l'anashim, he has certain ways that he's like a man, yesh b'drachim shavu l'anashim, certain ways that he's like a woman, yesh b'drachim shavu l'anashim v'l'anashim, certain ways he's treated like both. There are certain things that he's not like a man or a woman in. So Mishnah Beis tells us, how is an androgynous like a man? Number one, metame beloiven ka'anashim. He's going to become tame with white, just like a man. Now we know that both a man and a woman can become a zav. A man becomes a zav, a woman becomes a zava, and this is a certain type of tuma if they have an emission from their body, if some sort of liquid comes from their body. A man can only become a Zav if he has a whitish emission coming out of his body, and that type of liquid coming from a woman's body is not going to be metame her. So an androgynous, if he has his whitish emission, that's going to turn him into a Zav. Furthermore, umes atef ka'anoshim, he has to wrap himself like men, which means the clothing that he wears has to be male clothing. He's not allowed to wear female clothing. Just like there's an Isra of Lois Silbash, a man is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing, so an androgynous is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. The mission continues, v'noisei, he's allowed to get married to a woman, avaloi nisa ka'anashim, he's not allowed to be married like men, meaning a man is not allowed to marry a man's allowed to marry a woman, so he is only allowed to marry a woman, he's not allowed to marry a man. Another thing that he's like a man in, v'ima yosheves olav bedam toihar ka'anashim, his mother, she has a din of dam toihar like with men. So what's dam toihar? So the beginning of Parshas Tazria tells us that when a woman gives birth, she's tamei for a certain amount of time, and then after that amount of time, any blood she sees is called dam toihar, and it's considered tahar blood, not tamei blood. So when she has a male, she's tamei for 7 days, and then from day 7 until day 40 is dam toihar. If she has a female, she's tamei for 14 days, but she has a din of dam toihar until day 80. Now an androgynous's mother only gets till day 40 of dam toihar, not till day 80. Furthermore, the Mishnah tells us, Ve'ene misyached im hanashim ka'anashim. This androgynous is not allowed to be miyached with a woman just like a regular man. A man is not allowed to be miyached with a woman who's not his relative. So too, this androgynous is not allowed to be miyached with a woman who's not his relative. Another thing, Ve'ene nizayin im habanais ka'anashim. He doesn't get mizainis. He doesn't get food along with daughters, just like men don't. Let's say a man dies and he leaves over daughters and sons. So we feed the daughters with his money. But the sons, what do they do for food? Well, they have to go figure out their own food. So this androgynous is considered like a man in as much as he does not get fed by his father's estate. Another thing, va'over al bal takif u'bal tashchis, he's over on cutting his payas and beard, just like a regular man is over on cutting his payas and beard. And also, u'bal tetame lemesim ka'anashim, he has an isra becoming tame mes, just like a man. We know that a kayin, who's a male, is not allowed to become tame mes. So if this androgynous is a kayin, he's not allowed to be tame mes either. And v'chayev al kol ha-mitzvahs ha-amuras b'Torah ka'anashim, he's chayev to keep all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, just like a man is. He's not like a woman, that he's only chayev in mitzvahs ha-seh shazman grama. He's chayev in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, just like a man. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this androgynous with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.